From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China says it does not intend to ignite a trade war with the U.S. because the move would be disastrous for the entire world. Meanwhile, President Trump is responding to criticism from world leaders who oppose the tariffs he imposed.
So we put on tariffs, and the European Union's out there. Well, we're going to put on. I said, you can't go any higher than you are anyway. And they have trade barriers. We can't even sell our farming goods in there. They totally restrict us. So then they say, we want those tariffs taken off. I said, good. Open up the barriers and get rid of your tariffs. And if you don't do that, we're going to tax Mercedes-Benz. We're going to tax BMW. You want to have money?
Trump signed proclamations Thursday imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel and 10% on imported aluminum, with the new taxes set to go into effect this month. Trump imposed the tariffs despite pleas from friends and allies who warned the new measures could ignite a trade war. The U.S. president acknowledges that he has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and that also means no missile testing by the North Koreans.
They announced that he's not going to send missiles up anymore until through the meetings. Well, think of that. You know, we were getting a lot of missiles sent. I wouldn't say Japan was thrilled, missiles flying over Japan. They're very happy with what I'm doing. And who else could do it? I mean, honestly, when you think.
Trump said he has spoken with the leaders of China and Japan about his acceptance of Kim's invitation, and they are supportive of his unprecedented diplomatic mission. Some experts, though, are cautioning against over-optimism about the prospects for a breakthrough, questioning the North's sincerity toward denuclearization. This is VOA News.
I called on the legislature to give me a bill that will allow us to make our schools far safer, allowing for much greater law enforcement presence and for hardening our school buildings. This bill does that. I called on the legislature to give me a bill which provides more funding for mental health services. This bill does that.
That's Rick Scott, who was governor of the U.S. state of Florida, who also says a bill he signed into law raises the minimum age that a person can buy a rifle from 18 to 21. That is in response to the mass shooting in which the gunman used a rifle to kill 17 people. Raising the age prompted a response from the National Rifle Association, which says it's suing to protect the Second Amendment rights of people. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration moved forward with plans to place a bump stock or a ban on bump stocks. That's the device that enabled the Las Vegas shooter to fire a semi-automatic rifle like a fully automatic rifle, resulting in dozens of deaths. The NRA did not immediately comment on the administration's latest move, but said previously it would await the publication of the proposed regulation before adopting a position. The World Health Organization reports it has verified dozens of attacks on healthcare facilities, ambulances, services, and workers in Syria's combat zone this year.
The attacks have had devastating consequences for the civilian population in these combat zones. In the month of February alone, violent incidents disrupted 15,000 medical consultations and nearly 1,500 surgeries, many life-saving. The World Health Organization is calling on all of Syria's warring parties to immediately stop attacking people caring for the sick and wounded. It warns attacks against medical facilities and medical personnel are prohibited under international humanitarian law and, in certain instances, may amount to war crimes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British government ministers met Saturday to discuss the case of a Russian man who was mysteriously poisoned by a rare nerve agent in the town of Salisbury nearly a week ago. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said Saturday after the meeting that it is still too early to assign blame for the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia.
There are over 250 counterterrorism police from 8 out of our 11 counterterrorism units involved. There's over 200 witnesses involved, and there's over 240 pieces of evidence.
About 180 British soldiers have been deployed to Salisbury, which is a normally quiet town in southwestern England. They're there to help officials decontaminate the area. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.